Jesus' triumphal entry witnessed by many, September 3. Ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her, loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. The time of Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem was the most beautiful season of the year. The Mount of Olives was carpeted with green, and the groves were beautiful with varied foliage. Very many had come to the feast from the regions round about Jerusalem with an earnest desire to see Jesus. The crowning miracle of the Savior in raising Lazarus from the dead had a wonderful effect upon minds, and a large and enthusiastic multitude was drawn to the place where Jesus was tarrying. The afternoon was half spent when Jesus sent his disciples to the village of Bethphage. This was the first time during his life of ministry that Christ had consented to ride, and the disciples interpreted this move to be an indication that he was about to assert his kingly power and authority, and take his position on David's throne. Joyfully they executed the commission. They found the colt as Jesus had said. As Jesus takes his seat on the animal, the air becomes vocal with acclamations of praise and triumph. He bears no outward sign of royalty. He wears no dress of state, nor is he followed by a train of men of arms. Instead, he is surrounded by a company wrought up to the highest pitch of excitement. They cannot restrain the joyous feeling of expectancy that animate their hearts. The shout echoes from mountain and valley, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Those who have once been blind are the first to lead the way in that wonderful procession. One whom he has raised from the dead leads the animal on which he is seated. The once deaf and dumb, with ears opened and tongues unloosed, help swell the glad hosannas. Cripples, with buoyant steps and grateful hearts, are now most active in breaking down the palm branches and strewing them in his path as their tribute of homage to the mighty healer. The leper, who has listened to the dread words of the priest, unclean, is there. The widow and the orphan are there to tell of his wonderful works. The restored dead are there. Their tongues, once palsied by the power of Satan, take up the song of rejoicing. The demoniac is there, not now to have the words wrenched from his lips by Satan's power. On the crest of Olive the procession pauses.